on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, we are going to talk about women's support services and how important they are to our area, and just a number of reasons. And when you look at it, I mean, when it first started out years and years ago, it was dedicated to women. But over the years, their role has expanded because times have changed. Women, children, youth. Men, I mean, basically, if you are battered and you're in a relationship and you're being battered and there's complications about whoever's in your life that are being battered, they're there to help you. Today, once again, we are going to be speaking on Robin Hood Radio with Virginia Gold. Virginia is the Director of Client Services at Women's Support Services. Virginia, welcome once again to Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning, Marshall. It's lovely to be back.
You know, I guess we can, you know, I did a long interview there, but it's true. I mean, I can remember back when WSS first started, it had a great idea and a great function, but your functions have expanded. But when October rolls around, we all think of the annual community vigil that comes up, and this year, that vigil is coming up on Thursday, October 6th at 6:30. So let's talk about the idea of the vigil, and then let's actually talk about what this year's vigil is and where it is, because once again, the vigil does rotate from year to year.
Yes, so this year, Marshall, we will be holding our candlelight vigil to remember 31 individuals who have lost their lives to domestic violence somewhere in the state of Connecticut in the last year. That is a very high number. It's higher than previous years, and spans really a complete age range from infant to elder. And one of the things that I think is important about that number is that although we're recognizing those 31 names, it's important to remember that there are literally tens of thousands of other folks who have reached out for services across the state who are in non-lethal situations. And you talked about the word battering, which is, you know, sort of the classic stereotype about physical abuse. And I hope that folks know and have paid attention as all of the various movements have exploded over the last couple of years, that coercion and emotional and psychological and spiritual and financial abuse happens as well in many ways, and that people can reach out for help from us for those situations, even if there isn't battering.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because many, many years ago, I was involved in a very, very horrible breakup, okay? Mm-hmm. And I did something which was tear a telephone service out at anger. And it struck me so bad, I actually spoke to people at WSS. Mm-hmm. I went back and reinstalled everything. Mm-hmm. But it suddenly came to mind, as I am a peaceful, gentle guy, and I didn't do anything to physically harm anybody, but I did something that was really, really dumb and stupid, and I was given great direction, and it made a huge difference in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I'm so glad to know that you were able to reach out for help, and we hope that in exactly that sort of situation, in any situation where someone is facing a level of conflict that they don't know how to navigate, that they feel like they can reach out to us. If we're not the right place for someone to be, we'll give them a referral to the place that is correct. We work with all of our community partners in this area. Region 1 is really lucky to have an amazing school system and great community supports and medical and emotional providers who, you know, really want to build a strong community, you know, and town social workers who look out for folks. And so we work with anybody who walks through the door to figure out what they need.
I'll forever thank, I think it was Cynthia Bianchi many, many, many years ago who gave me that advice after I did it, because I sought her help. So I have a real special place in my heart for WSS. Let's get back, though, to this year's community vigil, which is at 6:30.
Yep. Yes, and actually, we are adding a new and exciting component this year. At 6, anybody who wants to come a little bit early, we're partnering with a project called the Red Sand Project, which is an artistic endeavor, which is coordinated by actually someone who has a home here locally, Molly Gotchman, And they use red sand to represent those people who are impacted by human trafficking and can fall through the cracks of our society, and we're going to be putting it into cracks to to create an installation to physically represent the fact that there are folks in our society who sometimes we walk right past. So anybody who wants to come at 6 can participate in that, and then at 6:30 we will be gathering for some music, and we'll walk to our new offices, and then remember the names of those who have been lost, and invite people to stay together as a community to figure out the next steps.
And by the way, for people that are listening, the walk is not a huge walk.
Okay? No. Stroll. Think short, yes. A couple blocks.
I want to remind people that you move from your location in Sharon to your location, which is just literally a couple blocks away in Lakeville, Connecticut. I just wanted to drop that in there for people who are listening.
Right. No, we'll be gathering at Community Fields there on the corner in Lakeville, and then walking literally around the corner. Yep.
I just think of over the years how you've taken this vigil, and it's always been important. But like this year, how you've expanded it, and it goes along with what you've done at WSS in expanding your overall embrace of the community, and things that are. Might seem on the outside, but aren't on the outside of what your core mission is.
Yeah, well, it's the standard. We can sort of, you know, pull out of the river down here what's floating, or we can go upstream and figure out why everything's in the river. And I think at WES we really hope that we can nurture the conversation in our community. These are towns that care about creating a place where people are safe and valued and celebrating community. So let's have a conversation about how we do that for everyone and raise awareness with kids in schools and with families and with partners that allows us to create the communities that we want to live in.
We are talking once again with Virginia Gold, Director of Client Services at Women Support Services, about their community vigil, which is coming up October 6th. And you did give a number that absolutely shocked me, and that was the number of people in Connecticut who have died from this. That number, I've all the years I've been doing these interviews, I've never heard that number that high.
It is significantly higher. I think last year we remembered 25 folks. This year it's 31. I think when I started at WES for a number of years, it was more in the teens. It's been a rough couple of years for folks. I think everyone's coping strategies are pretty much maxed out for a lot of reasons. And we're hoping that we can keep raising awareness, that we hope people ask for help before it gets to that point.
Just imagine how bad that number would be if it wasn't like organizations like yours around doing what you do.
Well, and we are incredibly lucky to work in partnership with so many other amazing community partners to make our work possible. So.
Well, if people want more information, wssdv.org is the website, and you can get the full comprehensive look. And if somebody's listening right now who, for some reason or another, hasn't heard of you, and they think they know somebody's in a bad situation, how do they contact you?
They can contact us 24/7 at 860-364-1080. And there is always an advocate available to talk to someone 24/7 and to help assess and figure out what might be the immediate or long-term ways we can provide support or refer them to other places for support. Yeah.
Virginia, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Marshall.